Digoxin is a drug that we use reasonably commonly within cardiology. It's a drug that we are very familiar with and very comfortable using, largely because it's a drug that we're all taught at length about at medical school, because it's a drug that we know inside out and fully understand, largely a reflection of the fact it's a drug that's been with us for many, many centuries and has been thoroughly investigated and thoroughly evaluated. However, it remains a drug that's effective, and it remains a drug that we don't really have any additional competitors against, and we still use it in select cases. Typically, digoxin is used for two reasons. Its primary effect is slowing the speed of the heart, and its secondary effect is increasing the force at which the heart pumps. So the primary use of digoxin is in slowing the heart rate of people who have an unusually fast heartbeat, usually as a consequence of atrial fibrillation. A drug such as digoxin influences the speed at which the heart beats by slowing down the conduction of beats through the heart's junction box and slowing down the speed of the heart. Most cardiologists would restrict its use to controlling the speed of atrial fibrillation in reasonably elderly patients who are not particularly physically active, where all we're really trying to achieve is a reduction in heart rate to under 100 beats per minute, and digoxin will achieve this very effectively. The second role for digoxin is in trying to improve the overall function of the heart. Many patients with very weak heart muscle, either as a consequence of a heart attack or an underlying heart muscle problem, need treatment to try and support the heart function. This is usually achieved using additional drugs, including those called beta blockers, but in some patients that has insufficient effect and their heart function doesn't improve, and in these patients digoxin can be used not for its ability to slow the heart down, but for its additional effects in improving the contractility of the heart, making the heart more efficient, and hopefully making the patient less breathless. Digoxin has its best effect at controlling someone's speed or heart rate speed when they're resting, but is quite easily overcome by exercise. So in younger patients, we don't tend to use digoxin as a first-line treatment. We'd rather use a drug such as a beta blocker, which would also slow the acceleration of the heart during exercise. However, for more elderly patients who are more sedentary, digoxin is an entirely appropriate treatment to control the speed of someone's heart, both at rest and when they do modest exercise. It's not a drug we prescribe every day, but it's a drug that we will use, you know, weekly, as atrial fibrillation is a common problem, and controlling atrial fibrillation is a challenge that we face on a day-to-day basis, particularly working in a hospital, where many patients will develop atrial fibrillation as a consequence of an additional illness. For example, they might come into hospital with an infection or a respiratory problem, or perhaps after a fall and a broken bone, and the stress of that is enough to provoke atrial fibrillation to occur. These patients may well be treated with drugs such as digoxin to control the speed of their heart, whilst treatment is delivered to treat the underlying problem and hope their heart rhythm returns to normal, following which the digoxin can be stopped. For many years, digoxin was the only drug available to control the speed of the heart in atrial fibrillation, but more recently alternatives have been developed, which might include beta blockers, might include drugs like amiodarone and flecainide, which are very effective and probably more effective than digoxin at controlling the speed of the heart. So therefore, digoxin is not first-line treatment in patients with atrial fibrillation. However, because it is effective, because it's proven, and because we know how to use it, it remains a very useful drug to have in our pharmacy, so that if a patient either can't take or can't tolerate one of the first-line treatments, digoxin is a very acceptable alternative and can also be used alongside many other drugs comfortably to allow us to control atrial fibrillation when it occurs. The effect of digoxin is to slow down the beating speed of the lower chambers of the heart. And it does this by influencing the junction box within the heart, which is a small region of tissue that crosses from the upper chambers into the lower chambers, through which every electrical impulse has to be transmitted in order to generate a beat of the lower chambers, which is what effectively causes a pulse. It does not have any effect on what the upper chambers are doing, and they will remain in atrial fibrillation, and they will continue to try and beat at a very high speed. The effect of digoxin is to slow down the transmission of those pulses through the central junction box of the heart, meaning that fewer will get through, fewer of these beats generated from the upper chambers will be transmitted through to the lower chambers, so fewer beating actions of the heart will occur and the pulse rate will slow. Digoxin was in use for quite some time before this effect was fully understood, and in fact has only recently been unlocked as to the exact mechanism of how digoxin works. And in fact, this understanding may lead to development of newer treatments based around a similar principle that will have the same effect as digoxin, perhaps be slightly easier to prescribe and use. As a consequence of only having its action on the heart's internal junction box, and the only effect of digoxin being slowing of the pulse rate of the lower chambers, it does not influence the behaviour of the upper chambers, and it does not promote those heart rhythm disturbances from resolving, and it does not promote the normal heart rhythm from occurring. Therefore, although digoxin is very effective and will slow someone's pulse rate, reduce their symptoms, and make their heart more efficient, it will not stop the atrial fibrillation from carrying on, and it will not reduce the risk of clot formation and stroke. Digoxin is usually an extremely well-tolerated drug, and for the vast majority of patients who take digoxin, there will be no obvious side effects or consequences of the treatment. However, the way somebody's body handles digoxin, the way they metabolize it, and the amount of drug that effectively enters their bloodstream can be different, and therefore the dose may need to be varied per patient, and that might depend on the patient's body size, might depend on the patient's weight, and will depend on any additional medication the patient is taking. Digoxin can be difficult to use in some patients, in that the difference between a dose that safely controls their heart rate and a dose which causes side effects or even toxic effects is quite small, and you have to be very careful how much of the drug you give and how much of the drug you administer. If the effective dose for that patient is too high, they may develop side effects. In the early stages, these can be fairly simple and may be manifested as a nausea sensation, occasionally vomiting if it's significant, and it can cause gastrointestinal upset and diarrhea. Further side effects beyond this can start to become more serious. Patients can develop neurological side effects. That might be weakness or tingling in nerves and muscles. It might be speech disturbance, dizziness, disorientation and confusion. And these are the first signs that actually the digoxin may start to become toxic. If further digoxin is administered and the levels within the bloodstream climb any higher, then serious side effects can occur, and ultimately this can lead to coma, depressed conscious level, depressed respiration, and at very high doses digoxin is toxic and poisonous, and if enough of it is administered, it can prove fatal. If somebody is suffering from side effects of digoxin or even toxic effects, this can be proven by taking a blood test and measuring the level of digoxin within the patient's bloodstream. If the effects are serious, such as a major heart rhythm disturbance or impaired conscious level, this can be treated rapidly, firstly by not giving the patient any more digoxin, as their own system will clear the level of drug within their bloodstream, but it is also possible to administer an effective antidote, which is an antibody against the active component of digoxin within the bloodstream, which will bind to that, clear it from the bloodstream, and reduce the level very quickly, and potentially prevent any serious side effects or fatal consequences of either a digoxin overdose or additional medication which has unexpectedly influenced the level of digoxin within the bloodstream. Sufficient care and monitoring needs to be undertaken in anybody who is treated with digoxin to ensure they are not developing severe side effects or toxic effects. In elderly patients with low body weight, it is surprisingly easy to achieve a toxic effect of the drug with what appears to be fairly standard doses, particularly if those patients are also on additional medication, which may influence how, in particular, the liver handles digoxin and lead to an effective increase in the circulating amount within the bloodstream. There are reported cases of patients overdosing on digoxin, and the drug level in their bloodstream climbs to a very dangerous level over a few hours. These patients are often admitted to hospital, but usually if the problem is identified quickly enough and corrective measures are taken, the drug levels can be reduced and the patient will make a full recovery. However, in some occasions where either it has not been recognised promptly enough or the drug level is so high the treatment is ineffective, fatal cases of overdose have been recorded. Another side effect of digoxin is the consequence of its action, And if digoxin is given in too high a dose, the heart rate can slow too much and can fall below an accepted minimum level of around 60 beats per minute. And one of the first clues that someone may be starting to have effects of digoxin over treatment might be a pulse rate down as around as low as 40 or even 30 beats per minute. This means that in reality it's an extremely safe drug to use, although some caution is required, particularly in elderly patients. Our familiarity with the drug, our understanding of its effects, its side effects, and its dose profile are such that it is used safely in the vast majority of patients and with no concern for the potential for either significant side effects or toxic effects to occur.